Doing and welcome to the Gareth Emery podcast, episode 126. Delayed 1 week as I was out in Miami, as you can probably tell by the sound of my voice, but not necessarily a bad thing, as it gave you an extra 7 days to digest the rather mammoth 5 hours that was episode 125. Anyway, time to get down with this week. First track was Manuel De La Mer, David Amo and Julio Navas with Mediterrano. In a few minutes, gonna be hearing Jerome Ismay and Daniel Portman with Flashing Lights. But right now, this is Avicii and Sebastian Drums with Snurse. Check it out. was Layback Luke with Till Tonight, Triarchy's Ultra Mix. Was able to meet the guys from Triarchy in Miami last week, as that's where they're from. Good to meet them, they're doing massive things right now. Before that was Alan Nimmo with Filthy Rich. Haven't heard too much from Alan since his work in the Signal Runners with Andrew Bayer, so it's nice to see him doing some good things on his own. And up next, this is Stephen Kirkwood with Blacklight. Turn it up.
lights and we made the most of the night. Fight. There's nothing left to ignite.
the background is Gaia with Status Excessive D, also the theme tune for the Estate of Trance 500 celebrations by Armin van Buuren. Before that was Tidy with Never Go Back, and way back before that one was Richard Durand with Airwell, my favourite track from his new album Wide Awake, which he just released. Time now to see what you guys have been saying over the past few weeks. Hi to Beth, Hannah, Katie, Lars and Ben, who said my 7-hour set of Sankeys was truly inspirational and made all the better by the fact they managed to wangle first class on the train home. Yeah, I can see why first class was needed, guys. Still feeling a bit roughnecked, to be honest, after that set. Akib Khan, also the same night, emailed to shout all his mates who came along to represent for his 20th birthday and said he would have happily stayed another 7 hours. And finally, just wanted to shout everyone who got in touch after Miami. We did 2 shows there, both sold out. We did Dream on the Wednesday for Northern Lights Relit and Ultra on Sunday. Lots and lots of love from both those shows, so thank you. Remember, if you do want to get in touch, podcast@garethemery.com is the address. You can also hit me at facebook.com/garethemery or twitter.com/garethemery. Right now, track, I've been kind of struggling to fit into my set, but I've been managing it because I absolutely love it. It's Breakage featuring Jess Mills with Fighting Fire. Turn up.
He says, hold tight.
Many years ago, The track I'm going to play for you on your podcast is a track that you played back in September, my original mix of Numero Uno. And this chosen tune is the Umet Ozcan mix, which will be out on the Discover label at the end of April with an added Indecent Noise mix too. Just wanted to clear a quick thing up, as I did Twitter you to ask if I could come to Rio with you when you were on tour over there, and said that I would fit in your suitcase as I'm 5'1", size 3 shoes, and my dad was a contortionist. Unfortunately, that was a tiny little white lie. He's not a contortionist, he is a Jehovah's Witness. But please, can I still fit in your suitcase anytime you go around the world? I promise to be very, very good. So all that's left for me to say is thank you for inviting me on your podcast feature. I hope you enjoy the tune. And to all your listeners, if you would like to know what tracks are coming out from me in the very, very near future, go on to my website, djlisalashes.com, and you can find out everything you need to know about me. So until the next time, take it easy. See ya.
Savini with his new one Energy Flash in the background. Before this was Dan Basie with Atomic, and right now the new one from Snyder on Vandit Records. This is called Checkpoint. Turn it up. music remix from a guy who I had the pleasure to spend a bit of time with last week in Miami. It's the Alex Morph mix of Vericocha's Carte Blanche. Kind of tough to take on these all-time classics and do them justice, but I think the Morph man has definitely managed it with this one. So that is more or less it. No gigs to tell you about because I'm taking the weekend off to a cover. And believe me, I do need it. So the final track this week, Gemini with Destiny on John B's Beat It Recordings. Have a wicked week and I will catch you in 7 days. Take care. Ciao. Thank you.